I have trust in the American people. You know, all I can do is have faith in the fact that in the end, logic and common sense and people who care about what's going on will prevail.
Mr. Ahn faces his final extradition hearing in federal court in Los Angeles, California on Tuesday. 2 years ago, he was freed on $1.3 million bail but was forced to serve home confinement ahead of a possible extradition to Spain. Magistrate Gene Rosenbluth is expected to make a ruling in a couple of weeks. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Airbnb is extending its global ban on parties on rental properties through the end of the summer. The company is saying the policy has proven to be popular with their host community. Airbnb saying they will not tolerate behavior that disrupts neighbors or violates the trust of their host community. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Welcome to a brand new season of In the Paint, talking New Orleans Pelicans basketball all season. And now let's go live to the world-famous R&O's restaurant on Old Hammond Highway in historic Bucktown with your host, WGSO radio personality, Mitch Gibbs.
All right, welcome to another edition of In the Paint. We're going to talk, as we do, some sports. We're going to talk some entertainment, some great events going on in the city of New Orleans. We are here, of course, live at R&O's Restaurant here in historic Bucktown on Old Hammond Highway, as we are every Thursday from 1 to 2 p.m. And let's get to our first guest, a gentleman who is with Red Thumb Natural Wines. He's going to talk about the wines and also a big event, a wine dinner at Cochon Restaurant in the Warehouse District in New Orleans on June 9th. He is David Chavon. David, welcome to the show.
Hey, Mitch. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, doing great. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. And so I'm looking at, on Eventbrite, the event coming up on June 9th. It sounds fantastic. The food is unbelievable at Cochon Restaurant, of course. And so tell us a little bit about Red Thumb Natural Wines.
Yeah, sure. So me and a very good friend of mine, Diego Vasquez, we actually met at Loyola back in the late 90s. And, you know, we both, years later, found ourselves in the wine industry and kind of came up with this idea for Red Thumb based on the notion that there's not a lot of transparency about what goes into the wine that people are drinking. So we wanted to start this company to kind of approach it from that standpoint of we're going to tell you everything that goes into this wine, everything that we do to it, from how the grapes are farmed to what we do in the process of making the wine. Everything's on the label for there for you to see.
And so you guys are right in the heart of wine country, right in California. So tell us about the process, though, because a lot of people love to go out there and visit, but they don't know all the ins and outs, all the details about how these wines, how it goes from the vineyard to the grapes and actually to the table. So tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. So our wines are actually Spanish. These are made in a region of Spain called Navarra, which is just to the east of Rioja, the most well-known region in Spain. We grow these grapes organically. This is actually the first vintage that was grown biodynamically, like a supercharged organic form. The idea being that, you know, we want to be responsible with how we treat the earth. We want to grow the cleanest grapes possible. From there, the grapes are harvested and made in a method that preserves everything that that particular site gives to the wine. People call that terroir, so the imprint of the region on the wine.
So, also, you got this big event coming up, and I'm looking at it on Eventbrite June 9th. So, tell us a little bit about that, because that's important in the sense that you've got to, obviously, you have different foods, and you have to pair it with the right wine. So, tell us a little bit about that process.
That was a big motivator for us when we were first coming up with our wines. We went to Europe. We tasted about 150 wines, Diego and I did, and we narrowed down to these three to start with, because they work so well with food. We're big eaters. We're big fans of going out to a nice dinner, and we wanted to make sure we had wines that worked with food, and not just Spanish food. These wines are going to work very well with the traditional sort of Cajun food at Cochon. They work great with seafood. They work great with food from all over the world. But for us, naturally, New Orleans is a sort of a home for us, and we wanted to kind of highlight how it works with the foods from that area.
You know what's it's always interesting is I run across people from different parts of the country, but they have some connection with New Orleans. I have a buddy out at Del Mar in San Diego, went to college at Loyola in New Orleans. So it's interesting, yeah. You know, the connection between New Orleans, you know, wherever you go, all over the country, even the world, that people have some connection to New Orleans. They might know somebody there, they've been there before, they've gone to school there. So so I guess it was natural. How did you guys select Cochon? I know you talked about the Cajun food, but tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I mean, you know, I think that in New Orleans right now, you've got a lot of world-class restaurants, but the Donald Link Group is at or near the top of the pile. And, you know, the food at Cochon is, you know, it's, I would call it refined rustic kind of food. It's, you know, old-school Cajun food that's been kind of dialed in by expert chefs. And that's kind of how we look at our wines as well, and that's the kind of food we want our wines to pair with. It's, you know, classic style. Done in a refined way that's going to appeal to a broad palate.
Is there like a secret recipe or something to decide which wines go with which food? I know I just asked you something about that, but just to clarify, because that is probably the most difficult thing was when you put one of these wine dinners together to make sure you have the right wine with the right food. So I know there's probably, absolutely. It's not necessarily exact science, but it sounds like anytime you go to one dinner, it's always done with a lot of thought and a lot of time is spent on this. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, you know, that a lot of that, the credit there goes to the people at the Cochon. They were tasted through the wines with us and immediately started firing off ideas about what they thought would work, sort of classics from their menu with maybe a little bit of a twist to pair them perfectly with the wine. But, you know, a lot of that is experience, and it comes down to knowing, you know, what flavors you're trying to highlight, what things pair well, how to sort of offset things nicely. And I think we've come up with a great menu here. Our three wines, our Rosé, our Chardonnay, our Tempranillo, with Cochon wood-fired oysters, the pork rillette, and of course, if you're going to Cochon, you should get the Louisiana Cochon. So we think that those pairings are going to work very, very well. Really looking forward to seeing what the chefs there come up with for little twists on those dishes.
Well, you know, the thing about Cochon is that you can get the meat and you can get the seafood. So they do great at both. But we want to mention again specifically June 9th, which is just about 10 or so days away, 6:30 p.m. It's on Eventbrite, hosted by Cochon and Red Thumb Natural Wine. So you want to add anything to that? It's 6:30 to 9:30. Everybody knows where Cochon is. In the Warehouse District of New Orleans, you want to mention anything else about that?
Yeah, you know, the best way to get tickets is to go to our Instagram page at Red Thumb Wine. You'll find the link in our bio there to get tickets. We're going to have a little bit of a surprise twist on the end of the meal. Really looking forward to getting people out there. Of course, we'll be there to talk about the wines, answer any questions that people have. This is sort of our kickoff for the New Orleans Wine and Food Experience, which will be taking part in all weekend. We'll be at all three of the grand tastings and also speaking on the natural wine panel on Friday afternoon.
Well, I look forward to seeing you. I probably will be at a couple of those grand tastings as well. And those are always interesting, you know. So if you want to mention, yeah, when they have the grand tastings and you have a lot of different wines to choose from. So our listening audience, make sure you come see David in the Red Thumb. Is Diego going to be with you as well?
Diego can't make it to town. I'm going to have another friend there kind of helping me out with some stuff. He's a local boy, so he looks forward to getting into town and pairing it up for a good evening.
Well, make sure you come see these guys because there's a lot of wines to choose from at those grand tastings. So, David, thanks for joining us this afternoon. Well, it's in the morning where you are, but I'm sure you're looking forward to coming back to New Orleans in a couple of weeks.
I can't wait. I'm already making reservations for where I'm going to eat around town.
Well, I'll just remind you, it's getting really warm here, but we don't have any rain. So it's sort of a trade-off. Right? It's cool and you get a lot of rain, or you get no rain, it gets a little bit warm here, but that's the way it goes in New Orleans, as you know. But Thanks again for joining us today. Yeah, thanks again, Dave.
Thanks a lot, man.
Okay. All right, well, that was David Chabon with Red Thumb Natural Wines. Again, we're going to mention the event before we go to break at Cochon Restaurant, June 9th of this year, obviously, in a couple of weeks, 6:30 p.m. You can go to their website, the Red Thumb Natural Wines website, or you can go to Eventbrite and purchase tickets for this great event. And $85 is just a great price for a four-course meal paired with wines. It's an unbelievable deal. Great wine, great food at a beautiful restaurant in the Warehouse District of New Orleans on June 9th. We're going to take our first break. We'll be back with Glenn Gilbo, get his thoughts on LSU in the SEC baseball tournament and whether they're going to be in the big tournament. We're live here all the way till 2 p.m. at Arnos Restaurant, Historic Bucktown on Old Highland Highway. We'll be back right after these messages.
This is Jed Darensberg with DA Exterminating Company. Here's our jingle. Hope it bugs you.
DA Exterminating. The real DA is on the way. Say your home's got fleas or home's got bugs. Crawling in your walls or on your rugs. Say no to bugs. Tell your DA. Pick up the phone. We're on the way. DA Exterminating.
We offer complete pest and termite control featuring the Centricon system. DA Exterminating Company. 800-650-PEST.
DA.
This is Dr. Guy Cresson. With my partner, Dr. Brian Miller, we are Bucktown Dental Care in the shadows of St. Louis King of France Church in Metairie. My sister Diane Cresson Swing is a hygienist. My brother Russell Cresson is an orthodontist. Bucktown Dental Care, 1569 Lake Avenue since 1980. 504-831-6900. On the web at www.bucktowndentalcare.com and on Facebook. We would love to have you as part of our dental family. Bucktown Dental Care, guiding you to better health.
At Fidelity Bank, some of our clients say "here for good" in Spanish.
Estamos aquí para quedarnos.
Some say it in French.
Ici pour de bon.
Vietnamese.
Arai mai mai.
And even Italian.
Qui per sempre.
Because "here for good" means we're local and committed to our uniquely diverse South Louisiana community. Come see what a difference a local bank can make since 1908.
Here for good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Mitch Gibbs, and I want to tell you about a great service. Accardo and Lambert Plumbing, 8303 Willow Street in the heart of Uptown New Orleans, 504-866-7162. They've been in the business for over 30 years. They're fully licensed. They'll provide all your gas and plumbing needs. In most cases, same-day service. In addition, they're accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Accardo and Lambert Plumbing, 866-7162. I consider myself a customer.
The following is a paid endorsement.
Jeff Osteen, Jeff Osteen.
He's a man of integrity.
Jeff Osteen, Jeff
Osteen. Want to be attorney.
Choosing your attorney can be a life-changing decision. Chip Forstall has over 28 years of experience, giving you the personal attention that you need. If you or a loved one has been injured, you need a lawyer to protect you, your family, and work to get compensation for your injuries. Contact the law office of Chip Forstall today, located at 320 North Carrollton Avenue, New Orleans, or call us at 483-3400. That's 483-3400. Or log on to www.chipforstall.com today. You need caring, aggressive, and effective representation. You need personal attention. You need Chip Forstall.
Chip Forstall. Chip Forstall. He knows the law. Chip Forstall.
Has anyone ever told you that you have a bulge or a herniated disc? Do you have numbness and tingling in your arms or your legs? Have you had an MRI done of your neck or lower back? You may be a candidate for non-surgical spinal decompression. Dr. Kim Hong and Dr. Kim Trainer have over 30 years of combined experience in these disciplines. Please call them today at the Disc Centers of America at 504-263-2440 to schedule an appointment with convenient locations in Metairie and Gretna. All right, we're back here live at Arno's in historic Bucktown, Old Hammond Highway on the south shore of Lake Pontchartrain. We're really right off of the lake on a no rain but very warm day, and you can come here to Arno's Restaurant on Old Hammond Highway all the way till 2 p.m. Got another 45 minutes for lunch. Great crowd. I got a couple of tables open. The food's unbelievable here, but let's get to our next guest. Has been on with us before, obviously, with USA Today, Glenn Gilbo, and we're going to talk LSU baseball. with him right now. So, Glenn, welcome back to the show.
Hey, what's happening?
Doing good, man. Unfortunately, LSU lost their first game to Auga, Georgia. And so they're kind of on the fence, I guess, whether they're going to get in the tournament or not. I guess there's pros and cons. So, you cover LSU. So give us the pros and the cons in terms of whether, the arguments both ways of LSU in or out for the tournament starting next week.
Well, I think LSU finished strong. You know, they won their last three SEC series. They went 9-4 to close the regular season. And they finished with a decent 13-17 mark in the toughest conference in America. And they won four road series. So that should be enough. But, they really hurt themselves by losing to Georgia, because if they won that game, then they have two more games at least. And they could have cemented it. Now they have to sweat it. They're about 24 off the eye, which is still really good. But, it doesn't help that Alabama, which was on the bubble, they've continued to advance. I still think they're going to get in, but there's a chance they might not.
The thing we can add to that, too, is, and you sort of alluded to that, is what happens with teams that ordinarily would not get in, but they end up winning their conference tournaments. You think about Tulane, who now, because of the way they struggled at the end of the season, would most likely, from talking to the people that cover Tulane with the Advocate, have said that they need to win the conference tournament to get in the big tournament. So those spots get taken away if teams like Tulane and other teams could win their, or other teams, of course. So when you say sweat it out, I guess that's the issue, right? LSU has to be concerned about teams that ordinarily would not get in. If they win their conference tournament, they get the automatic bye, and they take a spot away from the at-large teams.
Exactly, and a scenario like that, because Tulane, there's no way Tulane would get in without winning their conference tournament or they're close to that situation. But teams that are like that, that somehow get in if they won the conference tournament, that would hurt LSU just purely because of numbers. And actually, historically, it doesn't play well for LSU, because in 2011, they were in a very similar situation. But they're going to get in. They weren't quite as good in RPI. They were, I think they were 29-30 in RPI. Had a similar record, and they did not get in 2011. Probably still today. I think they've done enough to get in, because they have beaten some good teams. They've Mississippi State, they beat Arkansas, they won Tech twice, which is probably going to get in. So they should have done.
What is the future for Pulmonary? I've heard some people say, he's getting a little bit older. He's thinking about, when he's going to hang it up. And I think he's done a very good job. He's won a championship. He's almost always in the mix. They've been, I believe, in the championship game before. They didn't win that year. But there's a lot, you know how fans are, that if you don't win, they're complaining. So that wears on you a little bit as well. But what do you foresee the future, regardless of whether he gets in or not, in this postseason?
Well, I think there's a chance he could retire, and I think it would be wrong if retirement is kind of forced on him or they come to some kind of agreement, because he definitely does not deserve to be fired. I mean, it's ridiculous. The last time there was an NCAA postseason, he was in the Super Regional. And then just two times before that, he played for the National Championship. And like you said, he's always in the mix. He either comes close to winning the SEC in most years, or he wins it. He's won it five times. He hasn't had a lot of bad seasons. This is one of his rare, it's only his second below 500 season since 2011, whereas, even the Florida coach who won the national championship over LSU in 2017, he's had two sub 500 seasons in that span. The only coach that's really better, just looking at the record, is Tim Corbin in Monary. And he does have a young team, so I think it's only fair to let him continue coaching these young guys if he does not want to retire.
Well, I had one more thing to that, Glenn, which I guess you would put in the category of intangible. His program is probably the most boring, in a good way, right now for LSU. There's no controversy whatsoever. You know, you think about what's going on with basketball, and you think about football, and baseball is steady as she goes. So I would think that bodes well for him. So I would be shocked if there's you know what I'm saying?
If you keep Will Wade and keep Virge Osberry and keep Miriam Seeger and keep the two tennis coaches who all enablers or kept quiet about the sexual misconduct controversy, and then you fire Paul Manieri, that just makes LSU look like a mess, you know, that doesn't care about people, you know.
Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah.
I think that would be totally wrong. Manieri's never had any issues. So it is easier to not have issues in baseball than in sports, because it's not as many players and there's not hangers-on and corruption like there is in college football and college basketball to begin with. It's easier to run a clean program in college baseball than in college football and basketball. But still, you know, he's had none of those drama issues like you see all the time with football and basketball.
No question about it. That's, you know, I think the worst thing they can say about him is they call him a Yankee sometimes. But he's been steady, and like you said,
that's part of the problem. Well, part of the problem is that he's been around so long, and fans, they get bored with the same coach, so they want somebody new, you know. And I think that's just ridiculous because he really hasn't flipped. I mean, he's been consistently in the mix. For Les Miles, clearly slipped in his last few years, where Manieri has not done that. I mean, this is one year of a slip, but, you know, he's never had 2 years in a row of it.
Even though he didn't directly follow Skip Bertman, maybe that's a little bit of an issue, too. I mean, what Skip Bertman did is incredible. I mean, you got to put that up with what Saban's done in another sport, and a few other coaches have won a lot of championships. And so he followed after a coach or two from that. It's just not fair. That's just very unusual for something like that to happen. But anyway, we got to run with Glenn. Thanks for joining us. I think we're going to be back for a couple more times here, so hopefully we can make it in person. I know you love Arno's restaurant, but it's always great to have you. You're always available to me. I really appreciate that. So have a great Memorial Day weekend, and hopefully we'll talk to you in the next couple of weeks.
Okay, I appreciate it.
All right, man, thanks. That was Glenn Gilbo with USA Today. Interesting thoughts. So LSU's dilemma is losing in the first round to Georgia, a bad loss with a losing record in the conference. That's the downside. Then worrying about if teams that would ordinarily not get in would win their conference tournaments, get the automatic bid, taking away from their large bids, versus the LSU winning three different road series in the conference and winning some good baseball games. Well, we'll be back with the second half of the show from Arno's right after these messages.
This is Dr. Guy Cresson with my partner, Dr. Brian Miller. We are Bucktown Dental Care in the shadows of St. Louis King of France Church in Metairie. My sister, Diane Cresson Swing, is a hygienist. My brother, Russell Cresson, is an orthodontist. Bucktown Dental Care, 1569 Lake Avenue since 1980. 504-831-6900. On the web at www.bucktowndentalcare.com and on Facebook. We would love to have you as part of our dental family. Bucktown Dental Care, guiding you to better health.
At Fidelity Bank, some of our clients say "here for good" in Spanish.
Estamos aquí para quedarnos.
Some say it in French.
Ici pour de bon.
Vietnamese.
Arai mai mai.
And even Italian.
Qui per sempre.
Because "here for good" means we're local and committed to our uniquely diverse South Louisiana community. Come see what a difference a local bank can make since 1908.
Here for good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Before you pay that other pest control company their, quote, home of the $650 termite treatment protection plan, call DA. I'm Jed Derensburg with DA Exterminating, and I bet we can beat that price. We offer different treatment methods featuring the Centricon bait system, and we have one of the best termite protection plans in the country. Before you pay $650 to another company, call DA. New Orleans metro area, North Shore, and Houma. DA Exterminating, complete pest and termite control services since 1959. Call 800-650-PEST.
Has anyone ever told you that you have a bulge or a herniated disc? Do you have numbness and tingling in your arms or your legs? Have you had an MRI done of your neck or lower back? You may be a candidate for non-surgical spinal decompression. Dr. Kim Hong and Dr. Kim Trainer have over 30 years of combined experience in these disciplines. Please call them today at the Disc Centers of America at 504-263-2440 to schedule an appointment with convenient locations in Metairie and Gretna.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Republicans are rolling out an alternative to President Biden's massive infrastructure plan.
To try to reach somewhere near $1 trillion over an 8-year period of time that would include our baseline spending.
West Virginia's Shelley Moore Capito saying the $928 billion plan is spread out over 8 years. She also says it focuses on traditional infrastructure upgrades that cover things like highways and bridges. In the meantime, President Biden set to promote his infrastructure plan on Thursday in Cleveland, Ohio. More is being revealed about the man who killed 9 people in San Jose and how he was armed to kill many more. Police say when they arrived at the maintenance yard on Wednesday, the man was still firing bullets. They say they also found 2 semi-automatic handguns and 11 magazines of ammunition. This is USA Radio News.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and 3 stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The tour is free with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including former CIA spy Robert David Steele, Urban Global Health Alliance Kevin Jenkins, sixth-generation farmer Trent Luce, human rights advocate Sasha Stone, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
This is Jed Derensburg with DA Exterminating Company. Here's our jingle. Hope it bugs you.
DA Exterminating. The real DA is on the way. Say your home's got fleas or home's got bugs. Crawling in your walls or on your rugs. Say no to bugs. Tell your DA. Pick up the phone. We're on the way. DA Exterminating.
We offer complete pest and termite control featuring the Centricon system. DA Exterminating Company. 800-650-PEST.
DA.
At Fidelity Bank, some of our clients say here for good in Spanish.
Estamos aquí para quedarnos.
Some say it in French.
Ici pour de bon.
Vietnamese.
Arai mai mai.
And even Italian.
Qui per sempre.
Because here for good means we're local and committed to our uniquely diverse South Louisiana community. Come see what a difference a local bank can make since 1908.
Here for good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Mitch Gibbs, and I want to tell you about a great service. Accardo and Lambert Plumbing, 8303 Willow Street in the heart of Uptown New Orleans, 504-866-7162. They've been in the business for over 30 years. They're fully licensed. They'll provide all your gas and plumbing needs. In most cases, same-day service. In addition, they're accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Accardo and Lambert Plumbing, 866-7162. I consider myself a customer.
The following is a paid endorsement.
He's a man of integrity.
Choosing your attorney can be a life-changing decision. Chip Forstall has over 28 years of experience, giving you the personal attention that you need.
If you or a loved one has been injured, you need a lawyer to protect you, your family, and work to get compensation for your injuries. Contact the Law Office of Chip Forstall today, located at 320 North Carrollton Avenue, New Orleans, or call us at 483-3400. That's 483-3400. Or log on to www.chipforstall.com today. You need caring, aggressive, and effective representation. You need personal attention. You need Chip Forstall.
Chip Forstall. Chip Forstall. He knows the law. Chip Forstall.
And we're back here live at Arno's Restaurant, historic Bucktown, for the second half of the show. Everybody knows where we are. They got lunch for 30 more minutes here until 2 p.m. on Old Hammond Highway on the south shore of Lake Pontchartrain. But let's get to my next guest, who's been on with me before, the executive director of NAFI. And NAFI is back. So that's the media alert. NAFI is back with more options. And we're going to talk to the executive director, Amy Brown, right now. Amy, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah, it's always great to have you on, and I'm looking at the different options. We always talk about the Grand Tastings. We talk about Vinola. We talk about the Burlesque, the Ella Brennan, Stand Up Your Hometown Awards. So many options, so much great food, so much great wine, and there's some burlesque as well. So, Amy, we got a lot to talk about, but tell me, what? Give me the highlights. What are the must-see events? The must-attend events this year for NAFI?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a lot going on. We're also so excited just being back in general. You know, it was a hard year, and so for us to be back this June 8th through the 13th, we are thrilled. We have a couple of different things happening this year, which I think are very exciting. At a high level, we have Vinola. And I actually have two sessions of that this year. One on, both are on June 10th. One starts at 12:30, and then the other one starts at 5:30. So I love Vinola. It's our premium wine event. We're having it at the Capitol on Barone, and we're going to have some really incredible wine and food at Vinola, as always.
And I'm looking at that, right? You have the 12:30 and the 5:30. And that's like the high-end wine, like the best wine. So that should be an incredible event. And then I'm looking at the Ella Brennan, you know, Hometown Awards, the of course, the reception, and then the dinners. You got Broussard, you've got the Rib Room, and Galatoire. So tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. So we actually have a different way of having the Ella Brennan Award Gala this year. There's just so much that's happened this year, and NAFI wanted to recognize incredible organizations that have given back to our community during this year. And so we actually have 13 organizations that we are honoring with this award, and each recipient will be assigned a different dinner. So you'll see some of them at Galerie de Galatoire, some at Rib Room, and some at Broussard's. And that's how attendees should really purchase their tickets, looking at which venue is hosting which honoree. And so we're super excited to be able to honor these people that have given so much to New Orleans this past year. And that's on Tuesday, June 8th, kicking off NAFI.
Yeah, I was just thinking, you know, for example, Melvin Rodriguez and Donald Link and some of these other great contributors to New Orleans cuisine are being honored. So that's a great thing, and I love the fact that you guys are going to do that at three different venues so that you give a great selection to those, you know, people who want to purchase tickets. These events, the Grand Tastings, tell us a little bit about the Grand Tastings.
Sure. So we're actually going to be back at the Sugar Mill for our second year. Love, love that venue. And we're actually going to have three sessions of the Grand Tastings this year. All of our NAFI events are a bit smaller, and so that's why we brought on additional sessions just during COVID-19, of course, having each event be socially distanced and served safely. We have added additional sessions, so it's not as crowded as in years past. And so you'll see that we have a Grand Tasting Friday evening at 6 p.m. We also have a grand tasting Saturday afternoon from 12:30 to 3:30, and then and again on Saturday evening from 6 to 9. So three really amazing sessions to choose from, all at the Sugar Mill with New Orleans best chefs and wines from all around the world. I love our grand tastings. We're going to be exceptional.
We just talked to David Chabon with the Red Thumb Wines, and he's going to be at the grand tasting. So I mentioned him because I encourage everybody listening to go see him as well. But you always have such a great variety of wines, and you can try a lot of different wines, and you have, like you said, about 3 hours to do that, and the food's great as well. You want to mention any of the restaurants that will be participating in the grand tastings?
Oh, yes, absolutely. So, and I would love just to give that shout out to Red Thumb. They really are amazing. And they're also actually doing a wine dinner at Calcasieu. And so we're super excited to have them on board. For our restaurants for grand tasting, we actually have the most food that we've ever had at Nalfi, even though it's for a smaller amount of attendees. So we're super excited of our lineup for the grand tasting, you know, going anywhere from Addie's Nola to Briquette. We also have Dominica and the Grill Room, Juniors on Harrison, and you can see all of our restaurant participants on Nalfi.com under the participants tab. You can see everyone you can expect to see at our grand tastings in Vanola. You know, we've got Rib Room, Sobu, Tito Ceviche, really, really great lineup. You guys are going to have some great food this year.
All right, let me wrap it up with the burlesque show. So tell us a little bit about that. I believe Trixie Minx will be involved with that. So tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. Amazing event. We actually are sold out of the event, but would still love just to talk about it, to name drop Trixie and the Omni Royal Orleans. So Trixie is going to be doing burlesque at this brunch. And with how quickly it's sold out, we're going to bring this event back every year. So if you couldn't get a ticket this year, stay tuned for 2022. It's going to be a plated brunch by the chefs at the Omni Royal Orleans. It's going to have bottomless sparkling wine by Luc Belair and their French 75 cocktails. I'm going to have Bloody Marys and coffee. It's going to be a really, really fun way to close off Nalfi 2021.
And before I let you go, again, mention the website, how our listening audience can purchase tickets for all these great events, whether it's Vanola, the two Vanola sessions, the three grand tastings, as well as the wine dinners.
Absolutely. So you can still purchase tickets to many of our events, our labs, our experiences, Vanola, all of that at nowfeed.com. That's NOWFE.com.
Hey, Amy, it's always a pleasure. I know we've talked many times in doing these interviews. We got to talk in person, too, as well. Hopefully we'll see each other, during Nalfi. Yeah, I love talking to you, and you give great information. And the first thing you said, which I think I did mention, it's important that you guys are back. All these events that we missed last year, we need to get back into the as normal as possible. I know we're going to have to deal with this something down the road, but now we know how to handle things like this. But it makes people feel a lot better that you have these events coming back. And so you got to be really proud of the fact that, you've got all these great options and choices, and you've added extras as well. And Nalfi is back. Like it says, Nalfi is back this year in June. So you got to feel great about that.
Thank you so much. Yes, we are ecstatic about it. It's been a long year, a lot of ups and downs and unknowns. So being able to actually pull this off and stay with our city and be a part of New Orleans and support our restaurants through our wine dinners and paying them to participate in our events. Our whole purpose this year is to give back to New Orleans, our community that shows us so much love. So to be able to have the event this June means everything for us, and we're so excited.
And you just think about all the people that you haven't seen in a long time, because I've been going to some events now, and you run into people you haven't seen like in a year, and that is great. That they're healthy, they're well, And so that's a great thing, too. I'm sure you'll see a lot of people you haven't seen in a while. It'll be great to see those people. So, Amy, thanks again for joining us, and I look forward to seeing you.
Thank you so much for having me. Me too.
You too. Thanks. That was Amy Brown, who is the executive director of NOWFE. So go to the website, NOWFE.com. You can, whether you want to go with one of the three grand tastings, Friday night, Saturday afternoon, Saturday night, Vinola, two sessions on June 10th, the labs as well. You can learn a lot about what's going on with wine and food. So it's just a great deal with NOWFE, and they're back in business, which is fantastic, starting in early June, the second week of June. So we'll be back with to wrap up the show. I'm going to be giving you my thoughts on what we saw over the weekend, the PGA Championship over on the coast of South Carolina. And we'll talk a little bit about the NBA playoffs, my predictions, and hopefully we'll have some good news down the road for Tulane LSU playing in the baseball tournament. So we'll be back live here from Arno's Restaurant, historic Bucktown, the Old Hammond Highway, to wrap up the show with my, not a monologue, but my post-log right after these messages.
That other pest control company there, quote, home of the $650 termite treatment protection plan, called DA. I'm Jed Derensburg with DA Exterminating, and I bet we can beat that price. We offer different treatment methods featuring the Centricon bait system, and we have one of the best termite protection plans in the country. Before you pay $650 to another company, call DA. New Orleans metro area, North Shore, and Houma. DA Exterminating, complete pest and termite control services since 1959. Call 800-650-PEST.
This is Dr. Guy Cresson with my partner, Dr. Brian Miller. We are Bucktown Dental Care in the shadows of St. Louis King of France Church in Metairie. My sister Diane Cresson Swing is a hygienist. My brother Russell Cresson is an orthodontist. Bucktown Dental Care, 1569 Lake Avenue since 1980. 504-831-6900. On the web at www.bucktowndentalcare.com and on Facebook. We would love to have you as part of our dental family. Bucktown Dental Care, guiding you to better health.
At Fidelity Bank, some of our clients say "here for good" in Spanish.
Estamos aquí para quedarnos.
Some say it in French.
Ici pour de bon.
Vietnamese.
Arai mai mai.
And even Italian.
Qui per sempre.
Because "here for good" means we're local and committed to our uniquely diverse South Louisiana community. Come see what a difference a local bank can make since 1908.
Here for good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Mitch Gibbs, and I want to tell you about a great service. Accardo and Lambert Plumbing, 8303 Willow Street in the heart of Uptown New Orleans, 504-866-7162. They've been in the business for over 30 years. They're fully licensed. They'll provide all your gas and plumbing needs. In most cases, same-day service. In addition, they're accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Accardo and Lambert Plumbing, 866-7162. I consider myself a customer.
The following is a paid endorsement.
He's a man of integrity. Want to be attorney.
Choosing your attorney can be a life-changing decision. Chip Forstall has over 28 years of experience giving you the personal attention that you need. If you or a loved one has been injured, you need a lawyer to protect you, your family, and work to get compensation for your injuries. Contact the law office of Chip Forstall today, located at 320 North Carrollton Avenue, New Orleans, or call us at 483-3400. That's 483-3400. Or log on to www.chipforstall.com today. You need caring, aggressive, and effective representation. You need personal attention. You need Chip Forstall.
Chip Forstall. Chip Forstall. He knows the law. Chip Forstall.
Has anyone ever told you that you have a bulge or a herniated disc? Do you have numbness and tingling in your arms or your legs? Have you had an MRI done of your neck or lower back? You may be a candidate for non-surgical spinal decompression. Dr. Kim Hong and Dr. Kim Trainer have over 30 years of combined experience in these disciplines. Please call them today at the Disc Centers of America at 504-263-2440 to schedule an appointment with convenient locations in Metairie and Gretna.
All right, we're back for the final segment live here at Arno's Restaurant here in historic Bucktown, Old Hammond Highway, on the doorstep of the south shore of Lake Pontchartrain. And they're open for 15 more minutes if you want to come by for lunch. Food's incredible. The roast beef po' boy, you can get it with ham as well, which is the R&O's po' boy. They've got pizza. They've got an Italian salad. They got shrimp salad. They've got a lot of great food here. They got soft shell crab po' boy. So come on down. I want to wrap up the show today with my thoughts on the PGA Championship and the NBA playoffs. Let's start off with the PGA. And, you know, look, I'm a big Phil Mickelson fan. I was really happy for him. It wasn't the most important major for him to win, obviously, because he needs the U.S. Open to complete the career Grand Slam, which happens to be at a course I've played before, you know, obviously not nearly at the level those guys play at, you know, at Torrey Pines in La Jolla, right near La Jolla, Torrey Pines. A little bit north of La Jolla, between La Jolla and Del Mar, is the golf course there, and they're going to be playing the U.S. Open there on the coast over there. But Phil Mickelson's only thing missing in his record is the winning a U.S. Open. So he's got his sixth major, winning the PGA Championship. He's won a second PGA Championship, but his win and Tiger Woods' win in 2019 at the Masters are great wins for older guys, but at the same time, what it shows me is that you're talking about two of the great play, Tiger Woods, maybe top three. I got number three behind Nicholas and Hogan. Phil maybe on the top 10. He's right on the doorstep of the top 10. But neither one of those guys probably wins those majors if there's better competition on the PGA Tour. And that's just my opinion. I think I can confirm that or support that, because you think about Brooks Koepka, who's won four majors, was right there, was one of the worst putting I've ever seen, rounds of putting, and he didn't do much better on Saturday either. And you had Louis Oosthuizen, who's won a major, won an Open Championship, right there as well. You had some younger guys. Patrick Cantlay was right there, top 10 player in the world. You had some other guys that had a chance to win that tournament, and none of them could do anything, especially, like I said, Brooks Koepka, who's won four majors. And you think about Brooks Koepka missing a putt on 18 at the Masters, which would have forced a playoff with Tiger Woods. So, you know, everybody gets on me. Oh, you always pick the older guys. Well, Jack Nicklaus went through everybody. Everybody. When he started, he had to deal with guys like Ben Hogan and Sam Snead. When he got a little bit older, he had to deal with guys like Arnold Palmer and Tom Watson. Well, Arnold Palmer was one of them. Then he had to deal with guys like Tom Watson and Raymond Floyd and Gary Player. And then as he got older, Seve Ballesteros and Nick Faldo. He won a Masters in 1986. We shot one of the greatest back nine rounds in Masters history. To win that term in 86, which may be one of the greatest rounds of all time under circumstances. But there was competition, like a lot of competition. And today, in my opinion, you've got more quantity than quality. That's the difference. In Nicklaus's era, it was quality, but not as much quantity. Today, there's more quantity and not just as much quality. I'd rather face more guys that are mediocre than face less guys that are really good if I'm trying to win a major. And that's what Mickelson and Woods were the beneficiaries of when Woods won the Masters in 2019. And Mickelson just won the PGA in 2021. So I don't want to take anything away from their accomplishments, because to be there in the mix is impressive enough, especially at their age. And for Mickelson to be 50 years, almost 51 years old, be the oldest guy to ever win a major is a hell of an accomplishment. But I'm just saying, if there was a little better quality there versus quantity, I don't know if either one of those guys would have won a major. So that's just, to me, calling it like I see it, calling it down the middle. But look, I'm thrilled for Phil to win it, and I would love to see him win at Torrey Pines and complete the career Grand Slam. It's going to be tough to do, especially coming off winning his sixth major, winning a PGA Championship on a very difficult course, the Ocean Course, there on the coast of South Carolina. NBA playoffs, I picked the Knicks as my sleeper in the East.
In the West, I would probably go with Phoenix, even though they're the two seed, because Phoenix is considered somewhat of a long shot by Vegas, by the betting futures, about winning, even just winning the Western Conference. And they did win the first game against the Lakers. They lost game two. All they need to do is split the next two games in L.A. I pick Phoenix to win the series in seven. I think if you win it, I don't care about LeBron James and Anthony Davis. I think the Lakers got lucky last year. I think it almost was set up for them. I do not expect them to win the championship again this year. Regardless of how the Utah lost their first game to Memphis, they won game two last night. I think Utah is the team to beat in the West, because it's going to be very difficult to beat Utah again in Salt Lake City. But if I had my sleepers, my long shots, I got Phoenix in the West, I got the Knicks in the East. If I'm going with who I think's going to be in the finals, I'll probably go with Brooklyn, because Durant and Kyrie have got one before. It looks like Harden is playing more team basketball and we're distributing the ball well. The dude can pass the ball very well. He's better off, in my opinion, when he's got Durant, Kyrie Irving, some other guys on that team, passing the ball and not taking a lot of shots, especially because he struggled in the playoffs making the three-point shot. So I think it makes a lot of sense. Brooklyn, by far, has the talent to go to the finals. So I guess you got to like them if you're not picking long shots. And then in the West, like I said, I go with Utah. So we'll see how it turns out. But I'll say this. I think that it's wide open. I mean, I know a couple of teams are down 2-0, like Miami's down 2-0. I didn't think Miami was going to beat Milwaukee. Again, they beat them last year, so I didn't see that happening. And I didn't see Washington and some other Boston. Not impressed with Boston, having played the Nets in the first round. So I didn't like some of those teams, but it is wide open. So, you know, those are my selections. Could be right, could be wrong. We'll see how it goes. NHL playoffs, we talked about a little bit. Already Capitals out. I bet them to win 25-1 was a mistake. Islanders are my sleeper now because I forgot about Trotsky. The man's a genius. Won a championship, won a cup with the Capitals. The next year they get rid of him because they didn't want to pay him more money, which made no sense. And then he goes to the Islanders his first year, and he does well in the playoffs. And here he is, he upsets Crosby and Malkin and all those guys in Pittsburgh. And he's got to face Boston, which is going to be a tough challenge. But the man is a genius, Trotsky. So watch out for the Islanders. And I got to go with my boys, the Avs in the West. They swept the St. Louis Blues. They look really good. Vegas has got to play a game seven in their first round against the Minnesota Wild. I still think that that Colorado is the team. And so I got Colorado, and I think the Islanders are going to win in the East. That's where I think this is going to be the Cup Finals. We'll see how that goes. And then finally, I want to thank all our great guests that we had today. I want to thank Tony back in the studio, BJ as well, David Chabon, again, who was with us with the Red Thumb Natural Wines. They have their dinner, which is part of the New Orleans Wine Food Experience at Koshan. Which is 9:30 Chapel Tulis. That's going to be June 9th from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. on June 9th. I want to thank Glenn Gilbo with USA Today, who we had some good thoughts about LSU. Hopefully LSU can do well and get in the baseball tournament. And then, of course, we had Amy Brown with the New Orleans Wine and Food Experience. She's executive director. Go to NAPI.com. You got the Ella Brennan dinners with their different honorees. You can go to Galatoire's. You get a Broussard. You get the Rib Room. You've got the Grand Tastings on Friday night, Saturday afternoon, Saturday night. And then you've got other wine dinners. And then you got Vinola as well on June 10th, two settings for Vinola. I want to thank everybody who covers us and all our sponsors. Thanking, of course, you, Jay, and Carla, and all the great people here at Arno's Restaurant in Bucktown on Old Harbor Highway. And hopefully we'll be back next week to talk more in the paint, talking NBA playoffs and hockey playoffs.
This is Dr. Guy Cresson with my partner, Dr. Brian Miller.